T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jumping off in our fourth and final hour of Sports Talk, welcome in. Good to have you aboard. We're going heavy LSU, South Carolina this hour. Wes Mitchell joining us from GamecockCentral.com. Wes, how are you? Is Wes there? All right.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, good, good. All right, glad to have you. Thanks for carving out some time for us.
Yeah, anytime. Obviously, everybody around here is pumped for what's kind of become a really big game for the South Carolina team all of a sudden.
You're not kidding. They jumped out 0-2 and have won two straight. Nice win last week over Auburn. What's changed from week two to now?
You know, I think the blueprint has sort of been the same. You know, I think you look at the first couple of games and they competed and you know, the way the game sort of played out was kind of similar, but I think you look at this game this past week against Auburn, and, you know, they just made some plays late. They created some turnovers, and they kind of found a way to win the game. I think if you look at sort of how this South Carolina team is structured, it's not going to be a very flashy team. They're not a team with a ton of playmakers on offense, so they sort of just have to possess the ball. You know, time of possession is sort of big with them. They have to not turn it over themselves. They have to be really good in the red zone, and they sort of just have to follow that blueprint to win games. So I do think they've also been able to build a little bit of confidence, which is obviously big when you finish last year on a losing streak and then, of course, start this year on a losing streak as well.
Has word traveled up there that LSU is going to start T.J. Finley, a true freshman, a quarterback, in place of an injured Miles Brennan?
Yeah, it has, and you know, I think from what Will Muschamp has said throughout the week, obviously we haven't really been able to talk to him since the actual word came out, but he did talk about all three quarterbacks earlier this week, talked about Brennan and Finley and Max Johnson and all those guys, and he tended to sort of think that the offense for LSU won't change a whole lot schematically. Obviously, they've gone back, they've looked at high school tape of both of the freshmen. They actually had offered and recruited Max Johnson, so South Carolina, I think, was really familiar with him. But, you know, they're just going off of what they have, and I think, obviously, anytime you're facing a guy that's never played before, it's going to be different. You don't quite know what to expect, but they're going off of whatever information they can get to sort of build their game plan.
He's a big old boy, 6'6". He's pretty mobile, but he can throw it. I don't know if Muschamp said that as well.
Yeah, you know, he spoke very highly of both of the freshmen, and I know Ed Orgeron has as well. I was listening to his you know, press conference earlier this week, and he said they're NFL arms, and you know, Muschamp seemed to be impressed with both guys, and really was impressed, I would say, with just LSU's offense as a whole and what they've done to start the year. Really talked up, obviously, Terrace Marshall Jr. and Eric Gilbert is another one they're very familiar with. They offered him, I think, back when he was a freshman in high school. So Muschamp seemed very impressed with what this LSU offense has done so far, obviously with a different quarterback, but definitely impressed with the weapons they have.
Wes, as you look at this matchup, where does South Carolina have the advantage over LSU?
You know, it's a good question. I think the hope would be from the South Carolina side that LSU is going to continue to struggle, you know, defensively and give them the opportunity to maybe make some big plays. Now, I think it's kind of interesting. for me, that matchup is almost like weakness versus weakness. I think from what I've seen of LSU's defense, they've, you know, made some plays, you know, where they've been able to get off the field by creating turnovers, but they've also given up some big plays. South Carolina, on the other hand, offensively has sort of struggled to find those big plays, whether it's because of just not getting open or, you know, the Florida game, they faced a Florida defense that has struggled and dropped more passes than they have all year long and really shot themselves in the foot. So I think if you're South Carolina, the big question is, can they sort of create some of those explosive plays that some other teams have had success with against LSU? And I think if that happens, you know, they'll have a chance to win this game. But, you know, to me, again, it's sort of like weakness versus weakness, at least from what we've seen so far.
How crazy is the SEC right now? I mean, like, it's I feel like the only team we have a really good read on is Alabama.
Yeah, and, well, on the other side of that, I think we, you know, well, LSU played Vanderbilt as well. So, as y'all have seen, I think the other team that we have a beat on is Vanderbilt, and that's just, they're just not very good. And
yeah,
so,
I really just exclude them, Wes, just because for that reason, there's not never really expectations for Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and so to me, I sort of look at it, Alabama is at the very top. Then everybody's sort of going to beat up on Vanderbilt, I think. And then you take all the other teams in the middle, and honestly, I think you could just throw them into a hat, and on any given day, not just the cliche, you know, any given day, anybody can beat anybody, but literally you could take about any of these teams, and even if one's maybe a little more talented than the other, all it takes is one off day, and any of these teams could beat the other. So I think it's been fascinating. It's been fun to watch. Maybe isn't too fun for all these coaches having to deal with it every week, but it's certainly been entertaining for the rest of us.
I was guessing, or I ventured to guess after week two, that Will Muschamp's seat was white hot. I mean, it was super hot. Has it cooled a little at least with two straight wins?
Yeah, I would say it has. I think certainly this last win was massive for him and the program and for the players and just everybody around it. I mean, when you're talking about a fan base, I mean, you look back to last year, South Carolina had the big win against Georgia, which was, you know, a national story in college football, obviously. And after that game, they had six games left, and they went 1-5 with a win over, guess who, Vanderbilt. So that's the way the year ended. And then, of course, South Carolina starts the year 0-2. So it's kind of a situation where, I mean, this fan base had gone a long time since they had really experienced what they experienced this past week. And that was a big win over a solid opponent. So I think certainly things have sort of settled down as far as that goes. There's a little bit of renewed excitement. You know, we've been watching our podcast and message board numbers spike this week, and you can literally see that people around here are more excited about football again when it was just sort of, here we go again to start the season, I think. So it's kind of one of those things where now they have this opportunity against LSU. Can they take advantage of it or not? And then, you know, South Carolina goes into their bye week next week, so they could be a surprise 3-2 team with a chance to get really healthy and make a run down the stretch.
Wes Mitchell, GamecockCentral.com. Wes, who you got? Who you got in this game?
Oh, man. I tell you right now, if I had to make a prediction, I would still think LSU finds a way at home. I think it's going to be a close game, y'all. This South Carolina team, you're going to see, it's not really ever flashy, but they just sort of compete. They're very hard-nosed. They're going to run the football. Even when they don't run the football very well early on, they sort of just keep pounding away at you. So I'm thinking it's a fourth-quarter game. Honestly, whoever makes plays late or avoids mistakes late will win this game. But if you absolutely made me had to pick, you know, I'd probably give LSU a three-point win maybe.
Wes Mitchell, great job as always. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Covering South Carolina for GamecockCentral.com. Jimmy Smith is next, TigerDetails.com, as we preview LSU in South Carolina. Saturday night in Death Valley, 6 o'clock kickoff right here on the home of the Tigers, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.